Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Pete Reiser. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Russell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Gene Mock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky strikes out. One out. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verbin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser strikes out. Walker drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Reiser out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott moves to third. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Rickard reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rickard moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is walked intentionally. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reich. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Reiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush bunts towards the mound. Bickford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mauch moves to third. Hermann Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 1 in the game. Reich strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell is called out on strikes. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bickford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer strikes out. Sokold drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sauer out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reiser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mauch hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mauch. The throw from Sokold and he is safe. Mauch steals second. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hermann Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 2 in the game. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mauch moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stanky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell bunts towards the mound. Rush fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rush. Elliott moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elliott moves to third. Russell moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Elliott scores. Russell moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Braves. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sokold is walked intentionally. Rickard moves to second. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reiser. The throw from Walker and he is safe. Reiser steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-2 in the game. Gustine hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a fly ball into right field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rickert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Baumholtz strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Braves, 2, Cubs, 2. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bickford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sokold hits a line drive towards first. Reich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bickford strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Stanky reaches second base with a double. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-4 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat throws the ball into Reich, who tags Fletcher trying to return to first, for the out. Stanky scores. It's 3-2, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-3 in the game. Gustin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sokold for a passed ball. Gustin moves to second. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mauch hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gustin moves to third. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Bob Rush. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball towards right. Rickard catches it and throws to Sokold, who throws to third to double up Gustin. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.